Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we have 365 of them. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, 你好。
Right, today we are going to learn how to say the 365 days in Chinese.
We're going to be here a long time.
No. We can spend a couple minutes, basically.
Is right. That simple?
Yep, let's dive in.
That's great.
Remember numbers?
I do. 1 to 10.
1 to 10. Let's repeat.
一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十。
Okay, now we have 10. So let's add two more. 11 and 12.
Okay.
十一、十二。You see the pattern now.
I get it.
Okay, so to say the month of the year,
yep,
from January to December, all you need to do is to add the character for the moon, 月, behind each number. 一月 is January.
So they start from the same place. January, 一月。二月 must be February.
二月 is February. 三月
March.
四月
April.
April. Are you counting now? May is 五月
六月
is June. 七月 is July. 八月 is August. 九月 is September. You see, English is much more difficult. I have to memorize every single word independently.
It's tough, isn't it? There's no logic to it.
No logic to it. And I think it's from something even harder called Latin.
Yeah.
十月 is October.
十一月
is November. 十二月 Guess?
It's December.
It's December. So from 1 to 12, and then you add 月 behind, and then you build the entire 12 months. So the character 月, that means moon.
Yep.
And at the same time, of course, you can imagine how the moon circulates around the earth. So ancient Chinese were very clever, and it's all very logical and scientific. Now, let's add the days of the month. All you need to do is to remember the numbers from 1 until 30, or maybe in February there are 28 or 29, and some months you have 31. So remember the numbers.
Yep.
And all you need to do to describe the number of the days, you just need to add one extra character called 日 behind each number.
So, and which tone is this?
日 is fourth tone.
Fourth tone. 日
is a character for the sun.
Oh, okay. So you've got moon, which is 月, and 日, which is sun.
Moon is 月, and 日 is sun. And you can imagine in ancient days, the moon and the sun was the only source of light. And each time when people see the sunrise and sunset, that was counted as one day.
It makes sense.
So the sun means the day.
Yeah.
So 一月一日, that's one moon, one sun. It means the 1st of January.
It makes sense. I love it.
So now follow the same pattern, and then you learn all the days of the year. Should we have a little quiz then?
Yep, test me out on some.
八月八日.
Must be August the 8th.
That's right. 八月 is August. How about 八日?
The 8th day of August.
The 8th day of the August. So it is the August the 8th. And let's try one more. 七月四日.
七月四日. So the 4th of July.
4th of July, the birthday of the United States. The 4th of July, 七月四日. And let me give you another question from the other way around. How to say Valentine's Day?
二月十四日.
二月, it's February. 十四 is 14. 日. So the 14th day of February is Valentine's Day. Bravo!
Thank you.
Do you know that in China, they celebrate Valentine's twice?
They have two of them.
Actually, they have one originally. And now, because of the commercial incentive, they also adopted the Western one from February.
That's quite clever. You get to celebrate twice.
Oh, yeah. You celebrate everything, which is commercial opportunity. Yes. And then, so in Chinese Valentine's Day, it's in fact on the 7th, July the 7th, in lunar calendar. So it's not certain in any year, but
right,
then
okay.
they never forget to celebrate that. And also, they invented a lot of dates. For example, the biggest commercial activity in Chinese history, it's called Guangguanjie, and Guangguan means a bachelor. And it happens every 11th of November.
Okay, so Chinese culture symmetry is very important.
Yes.
You've got 11-11, 8-8, 7-7.
Yes, so they try to describe if you are single, you are one person.
Yep.
So you have four ones together, 11, the November. And remember, November is the composition of one and one.
Yep.
So what they do is they have discount on the internet.
Yeah.
And this is invented by a company called Alibaba.
Yeah.
And last year they did 14.3 billion.
That's incredible.
In a day, in 24 hours of discount, and they reached $14 billion of revenue.
Business-changing culture.
Yes.
It's kind of incredible.
It is. Right. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome. 谢谢.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we learned how to say the days in Chinese. Can you tell me your favorite date? Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. 再见.